Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And you know what? I am so excited for today's show because a previous guest is back, and the universe just aligned and said, guess what? Miss Catherine Vignes is going to be your guest for today. So she's joining us. And you know, she was on the show back in August when I was doing the Soul Awakening series, and she's spoken to, you know, we were really doing shows around loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. And Catherine's episode was all about celebrating with gratitude and joy. And so she was the perfect guest for this episode. Is, you know, she's a motivational speaker and went through this process of publishing a gratitude journal. So we were so excited. And, you know, this summer as we were talking, we were hoping her journal was going to be published by the time we went live in August, but it was not. But guess what? This time, it's totally published. I'm super stoked for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. So you're a published author, and Soul Prompts is now available, and I couldn't be more excited for you, and even more excited that, like I said, the stars aligned, and you're here to join us. So welcome
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
So, you know, I have to just share. I remember the first 6 months of my book being out, and it was really such a fun time to witness those around me really just like rally and show up and be so supportive, and it was just really like humbling to have your loved ones and people in your life that I didn't get to see all that much just show up to like book signings that I did throughout the country, and so I'm really honored to be able to share this piece of time with you. So congratulations.
Thank you so very much. It is, you are exactly right, a very eye-opening and humbling experience of it's truly something that you put your heart and soul into, and you go through the motions and you go through the process and you love it so much. And then to have so many people with open arms and open hearts embrace it just as much as you do and celebrate it. And it's just so amazing to see and to feel, and especially around this time of the year, it's been awesome.
Yeah. Gosh. Yay. When did it officially publish? What was the like the official date?
It's actually in print as we speak. So December 15th will be the I will have it in hand, and so we are still in the pre-order phase, but it is December 15th will be in hand for sure.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Congrats, congrats, congrats. Okay, let's talk about this. You know, this summer, we talked about how you had arrived at this place of gratitude. And so now I want to know, how did this writing practice become such an integral part of who you are?
Well, it all started when I was 15 years old. I was in a severe car accident where my best friend had died, and I was left with 13 broken bones and laying in a hospital bed where it was not only was I broken physically, but I was broken emotionally with losing my best friend. And one of the gifts that came through was from my English teacher, and it was a gratitude journal. And as horrific of a time that it was, and for being 15 and your whole world basically shattered, on top of hormonal being a teenager, right?
Yeah.
It was this gratitude journal really centered me. And it was as simple as writing 5 things that you were thankful for every day. And for as awful of a time that it was, it really got me into the process of looking at the silver lining in everyday life. Because as we had talked before, it could be as simple as a warm cup of tea. It could be as simple as, you know what, my dog was my best friend today and he didn't have to say anything and he was just with me all day. Yeah. And so it was just finding the most mundane, the most inexplicit things throughout the day to be grateful for. And that really opened up my world to see how many blessings and how beautiful the world is all around me, just in front of my eyes. I don't have to go looking for them. It doesn't have to be big and monumental. So that's really where I began journaling, is just really, I've always loved to write, but just starting off and writing 5 things that I'm thankful for every single day. Mm-hmm. And it really ebbed and flowed. And I had a gratitude journal for years upon years. And then it kind of morphed into a new process of being able to really write down my feelings, really be able to let it all out on paper. I wrote letters to people that I knew that I would never give to, but just to forgive and to release, to get some of that anger, to get some of that frustration out, to get some of those emotions out. And so really the story of this journal came at a time with a mentor and now colleague of mine, Renee Rungan, where we collaborated and were writing inspirational emails, daily emails, and how we could really focus in on providing more inspiration to more people. But then instead of just a book, we talked about, well, what about, why can't we reflect on this? Both of us are very big journalers. Mm-hmm. And this is really where it came into ebbing and flowing and morphing into the journal part of it. Because as creatives, we saw that we needed a space to let our feelings, our emotions, whatever out. And it became our favorite way to express our true feelings, our true thoughts, our hopes, our fears, our dreams, and our visions, quite honestly, for living our best lives. Yeah. And so this is where it really morphed into how we can get others on that path. And I'm a big journaler, so going and finding the perfect one every year. Mine are labeled into years now. And I put everything in there. So it goes from my personal development notes to my soul prompts to my gratitude list, whatever it may be. It's all in the same year now. And that's where I wanted to create something for others to be inspired, to see pretty graphics, to invoke feelings, to be able to have questions where they can then answer and get those creative juices flowing. So that's where the evolution of Soul Prompt came into play. And it's a journal that unfolds when you do. So it's not that we need to start at the brand new, a New Year's resolution, January 1st, and I have 365 blank pages in front of me and get very overwhelmed. And if I miss a page, then I'm done. Then I just throw it away.
Yeah.
This is a journal that really unfolds when you do, so that whenever you're inspired or you need a piece of inspiration, you go to the journal. And it doesn't have to be in succession order. If you need to flip through the pages and just with your eyes closed and pick a page, that's where you're destined to be. That's where your angels want you to be.
And oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Answer that question and then be done. I have had so many people ask, you know, I've never journaled. I don't want anybody to read it. It's not meant for anybody else. This is meant for you and to dive in and get to know yourself a little bit better every single time.
I'm still stuck at the like, oh, that sounds really fun to just like open it and be like, you know, divine guidance, just, you know, I'm totally into tarot cards.
Absolutely.
So, you know, drawing cards. But I feel like that could be the same thing of just, you just open it and be like, okay, that's what I was supposed to see today. And I'm just going to write into that. And, sorry. I'm just like still stuck back on that thing. Like, oh man, that sounds really fun. I really want to do that in the morning. When's December 15th?
Yes.
A journal.
Well, and we created this journal to blend in with the messiness of life, because it's not as if we're going to have, not everybody has that structured time every day to sit down and journal. Sometimes it's just once a week. Some days it is 7 days a week. It doesn't matter. And so it's just to really embrace the chaos and trust that the words will flow when they need to. So if you need that inspiration and the divine guidance, or if you just want to sit down and let it out, that's exactly what it's meant to do.
I'm so excited. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, but you're definitely going to want to stay tuned because we will be giving away one of Catherine's journals. We're going to tell you how coming up when we come back, but we need to take a quick break. You guys, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, and you can learn more about my spiritual growth coaching by going to audreymichelle.com. And when we come back, of course, we're going to continue to chat with Catherine Vignes and the Soul Prompt Journal. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit, Tin Lizzy Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry, adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit TinLizzyApothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E Apothecary.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. Today's guest is the lovely returning guest, Miss Catherine Vignes, author of the new Soul Prompts Journal. And, you know, I wanted Catherine to give us her contact information, you guys, so you can learn more about her. You can figure out how to get yourself a journal. So where can we learn more about you, Catherine?
You can absolutely head to my website, which is catherinevignes.com. And that has all my contact information that can connect you on me on social media, as well as that's where you can buy your own soul prompt journal.
Yay. And we're giving one away.
Yay.
So, yes. Here's what we're doing. So to get yourself, I'm saying a signed copy. You're going to sign it for us, right?
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. So to get yourself a signed copy, call us at 800-930-2819 and our favorite Justin in the background will pick up and get your information so you can get a hold of one of these journals. I was excited anyway, but now just like kind of listening to how you've set it up, like I'm pumped to get my copy because it's going to be a lot of fun. Like we had the last show, we had talked about, some of the prompts, which we're going to now shift into and kind of how you've, set it up and kind of your goal for the prompts, but you had listed a few of them for us last time. And so I was super pumped about what you were up to. And now, like I said, just learning that we can just open it and just be, let divine guidance just kind of be like, here's what you need to journal about today. Like that sounds really fun to me. So I am stoked. So again, you guys, 800-930-2819, or you can message us too, from the transformationtalkradio.com website. If you are listening from that spot, there's always a chat box and that goes straight to Justin as well. Okay. So let's talk. I mean, we talked a little bit about how the book was laid out. Like you just open it, but kind of break down the goal behind the prompts. Like what are you prompting us to, or how are you prompting us to kind of dig in?
So this journal is a little bit different. It has a little bit of everything in it. So there are full page graphics that of inspiration, along with some questions that can be posed for you to either journal about or just to take in and reflect on. And then there are some pages that have actual soul prompts on there that get you to get those creative juices flowing and to actually write out a response. So this journal, it's take it as you want it to. So you can take it very literally, or you can have it and just reflect internally and use it as a journal to write lists of gratitude or anything like that. So it really is unique to how you want to use it, because everybody who journals does it a little bit differently. Uh-huh. So what I did when I was 15 and writing gratitude lists, that's different than where I shifted into today, where I really like to dig in and do a little bit more soul searching in that process. So it's really up to where the user wants to take it. So my favorite kind of soul prompt, first and foremost, absolutely is a gratitude list, because it's something so easy for us to really shift our mindset into coming into the present and really digging in and thinking of where to shift our presence into, right? And being mm-hmm. very grateful for what we have right in front of us. So my favorite soul prompt, I guess I would say, is more of a listing. And that may not be directly with this journal, but how you can utilize it in some of those blank pages. And so whether it's a gratitude list, another favorite of mine is an affirmation list. So starting off with I am, and start writing everything that you are, what you aspire to be, what you are inspired to become. And that's where I think is very powerful of writing, I am beloved. I am a symbol of peace and of hope. I am grateful. I am inspired to unfold, things like that, where you are just really pushing forward and even going into, I am a New York Times bestselling author, whatever it may be, and whatever goal that you may have or aspire to, just putting it out there.
I just watched last week, Gabby had her, I'm going to forget the name of the topic. It doesn't matter. It was Gabby Bernstein. So whatever she has to say is phenomenal. Super Attractor, I think was the webinar that she was giving last week, but she totally talked about affirmations and writing them down and how, as opposed to like, yes, saying them, but writing them down is a, it really makes it conscious and subconscious, because then you visually get to see it too. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as you're like flipping back through the pages, you get reminded. That's always really fun to me to, I mean, I keep these like just my personal journaling. I have one that I just like write. So it's just words. And I have another one that I, you know, I like to like collect bits and pieces from magazines that inspire me. And I just kind of randomly put them in a hardcover journal when the journal is new. So then mm-hmm. the left side, as you open it, the left side always has the visual on it. And then the right side is where I take like, tends to be more businessy sort of notes or webinar, you know, that kind of learning type of journal. But it's been really cool, because it when I go back through, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I said that 6 months ago and now it's coming to fruition. Right. Like I had pulled images and words that said like Croatia, right? And my girlfriend, I'm going on a girls' trip to Croatia in May. And, right. And I kind of forgot that I had pulled that, but I was like flipping back through and I'm like, no way. Probably a year ago, I had put that in one of my journals.
Absolutely.
That I wanted to travel to Croatia. And then, you know, one of my girlfriends was like, booking a girls trip. You want to come? And I'm like, yeah, sure do. But yeah. So anyway, my point was, the affirmations, being able to write the affirmations and just how powerful it is when you know, if we're going to talk about it in neuroplastic pathways, which is what I can't help myself but do, mm-hmm. is, you know, really rewiring your mind with these affirmations to be like, hey, look out for this thing, you know, and whether that's an external thing, right, like travel, or an internal thing, being, you know, I am abundant, or I am love, or I am, you know, whatever you come up with for the day in the journal is really so powerful. So I'm just really thrilled, just with all the tools that you have for us within your journal. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's awesome. And along those lines with the affirmations, even setting your intention list of what you want for your business, what you want for your life. So not only affirming those, but then kind of working into more of a structure of putting your intentions out there so that the universe can come back tenfold with it.
Yeah. I don't know if it was on Facebook or what, you know, you see these things, but somebody had put something out there about how the universe is like a dog, right? The dog will go, a fetching dog anyway, will go mm-hmm. fetch whatever it is you have thrown out there. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be intentional about what you throw out there with your words, right? And your thoughts. And the universe is like that, you know, just awesome lab that just can't help but just retrieve and go get it and bring it back and go get it and bring it back. And so this is just a wonderful tool to, you know, have the universe go get it and bring it to you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got listing, and you know what? I think we're going to, Justin, we're going to take a break early just because I think this is a great space, because we're going to shift into your second type of favorite prompt. Yes. When we come back. So before we do take a break, give us your information one more time of how to get a hold of a journal.
You can find me at katherinevignes.com.
Perfect. And for those of you who are interested in getting a hold of a signed copy, you can call us at 800-930-2819 or send Justin a message at from the transformationtalkradio.com website. There's a button where you can click message a host, and Justin can take down your information if you are interested in a signed book. Okay, you guys, you are listening to Rewired Life Radio. And if you go to AudreyMichelle.com, there's more information about my book, and you can find a link to my Facebook group, Rewired Life Awakening, where we always continue the conversation from today's show. So when we come back, Katherine and I are going to continue, like I said, continue to talk about her favorite prompts within her new journal, Soul Prompts. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is the lovely Catherine Vignes, a newly published author of a gratitude journal called Soul Prompts. And she's talking with us today about empowering women to heal by empowering you to write from your soul. And so I can't say this enough. I am just in full support of what Catherine is up to. And I have to say, journaling for me in my own healing was huge. It was really how I learned to listen to my inner voice. And listening to my inner voice was truly the root of my healing, because I had kind of, you know, I just kind of like stuffed her down and just been like, homegirl, like you can just shut it. Like that is not what I'm doing right now. I'm doing this other thing. And really coming back to who I am was the base of my healing. And I really found journaling to be an easy way to just like write a thing that sounds really scary. And if I didn't want to see it, like there were some times where I just needed to like write it and I wasn't ready to see it. So I just like crumple it up and throw it away or shred it or burn it or whatever I needed to do. But slowly being able to connect, really, it was like, it was really like my heart was just pouring out of my arm into these journals. And so, like I said, I'm so darn excited for what you've created and the way that you've created it. I'm really connecting with it, and I can't wait for December 15th. It's going to be like Christmas early.
Right. Exactly.
It's going to be like extra Christmas early for you when all the boxes show up.
Oh golly, I can't wait.
That was a fun day. We had, oh my God, I forget how many boxes showed up on our doorstep. I was just like, oh my God. I think it was in like three different shipments, like 3 different days that they all kind of arrived. But
the first day is really exciting. And then the next couple shippings, you're like, oh golly, that's really overwhelming.
Like, yeah. I was like, oh, that's a lot of boxes. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't really foresee how much space that would take up, but we'll figure that out. It's fine.
Yep. Absolutely.
That'll be a lot of fun to just like open it. And I had so much fun just like signing and sending them to people and just, you know, infusing it with like love and gratitude and being able to share my little baby with the world.
Absolutely. And that's the whole, like, I think that's going to be the accumulation of everything for me, because this has been such a process and such a soulful and heartfelt experience, putting all of this into a journal for other people. And every intention when I was writing this and working with my colleague and working with a graphic designer and just even down to picking out what kind of paper that we wanted to use. And it's now to have it in hand and then to be able to dedicate these for the people who have already pre-ordered and to sign them and to ship them with love, like you had said. It's just it's just going to be the accumulation of everything, and it's going to be so awesome and so soul-filling and joy-filling for me.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have a huge smile on my face right now. So I'm just like, oh, I remember that day. And I just like, I wrapped the book and I had this whole, you know, thing that I have a pen that I still sign every book with the same pen, because it's like, you know, pens are just like very important to me. But
absolutely.
Yay. Okay. So here, really, this is what we're talking about. Not so much like how I'm obsessed with pens, but okay. So the second type of prompt that you have going on in the journal, let's talk about that.
So it's very much what you had just described of your experience in healing and using a journal and your words to assist in that. So my second favorite prompt type is more of an in-depth and what I think of reverse engineering prompts, because these are questions that get you to out of your head and really dive into where you want to go. So these are the soulful ones. These are the ones that you dig in deep. So for example, one of the pages that, or the spreads that we designed, is a beautiful graphic that says, remember that little girl that you used to be? Find her, hug her, forgive her, love her, and be her. And so the corresponding soul prompt for that is to describe in detail the little girl that you used to be. Go back in time and really figure out, who were you back then? What did you love to do? Were you that reader? Did you forget that you loved to paint? Did you forget that you loved to go walk in the woods and get lost in nature? Were you the girl that loved music and loved performing, but then society, you became conditioned that you weren't good enough, whatever those labels started coming in, or that you were discouraged to do something that you loved, or maybe made fun of, or whatever that may be, and you decided to drop it because that seemed too babyish, or that didn't seem to be good enough for you. And so it's really digging in deep and finding out, putting it on paper, and then kind of reverse engineering it back to connect yourself back to who you truly are. And that's where a lot of the healing and getting into some of these soulful conversations with yourself to really get in with yourself.
I just like totally went there. It's like, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
To go back to little you, I guess is how it was. It's definitely something that I do in my spiritual practice with people is, from like a rewiring standpoint, being able to go back and heal forward, where things started. I forget the word you just used.
Like conditioning.
Conditioning. Thank you. Conditioned to not be your full self, right? We come into this world as our full, like, innocent selves, and then we start to get conditioned about, you should do this, you should not do that, you should do it this way, and mm-hmm. and we kind of get molded into something that isn't quite us. And so that's going to be a good one.
Yeah. It was something that, I mean, so many of these inspirations and soul prompts are on the journey that I've been on. And it was, for me, when you have a life-changing element, whether it's a diagnosis, whether it's an accident, whether it is the loss of somebody, right? You have, like, for me, it's before the accident or after the accident. Like, that is my time cursor. Mm-hmm. And as I have been writing my memoir, which is coming out in 2018, I had to go back.
Oh my gosh, you're coming back again.
I am. But in writing, I had to go back to that little girl when I was 10 years old, and I didn't know who that was. Uh-huh. And so to really get back to everything changed on that March 26th, the year 2000. And to go back to that, before that, and who was I as an elementary student? Who was I as a little girl before anything, like, I became conditioned to anything? And who was I and where was I? What did I love to do? And really strip away those layers. So these are the exact journaling prompts that I used in my healing. And so that's how I knew to help others get back to who they are, and to peeling off those layers and peeling off those masks that we decided to arm ourselves with, and to get back to who we are. And so that's why this one in particular is one of my favorite ones. But there are others that, so many that we get so caught up in where we should be, who we should be, all those types of things. And getting out of our head, and we get so stuck in a tailspin, quite honestly. And another soul prompt, again, in the reverse engineering aspect that I love, is jump forward a year. What would you have liked to achieve in this past year? And so it's getting out of your muck, stuck, jumping forward. And I always say a prayer before I journal, because I want to be connected divinely, and whatever mm-hmm. comes out, comes out. And then to be able to look back at that and then, okay, if this is where I want to be and I'm stuck right now, how can I reverse engineer that and get me into the action steps and being divinely guided to get to where I want to be?
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of these soulful and really thought out, digging in deep questions and soul prompts that are my favorite, absolutely, that can get us out of the muck, get us out of the everyday of the conditioning that we're in, and to really strip away and get back to our core divine self that we are.
I love it. I really like kind of the cadence, if you will, that you've set up of really digging, I can't help but use these words, but like rewiring, right? Going yeah. back and working through some of these things. But then you have some lighter ones for us where you're just like, today I'm grateful for hot tea. I have journaled that many, many a mm-hmm. times in, you know, my recovery, I would say, was 2008 to 2012 was the heavy lifting in my line in the sand. But even to, you know, these days, if I think about, you know, I always try to tell people, like, yes, you and I, right, we had some heavy healing to do, right. But it's not always heavy. Like, sometimes I know you've got a family, you've got a bunch of littles running around, and some days Absolutely. It's just like healing from just like, oh, okay, everybody settle down, like nobody napped, nobody, and just kind of like releasing that, or, you know, I'm just, not that I don't have children. I'm just guessing that I would be really stressed out some days if like everybody was just on it.
Right.
That I would need to just like write through that some days and just be like, I tried really hard to be present and I was not, and I forgive myself. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I know I have to do that with even just my dog. Like, she's one, but there's some days where she was a whiny, whiny puppy, cute as mm-hmm. could be. But some days I was just like, I got to go in mommy timeout, because I'm just like,
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. We're just going to shut the door to the bathroom and I'm just going to sit here and, you know, but I totally would journal through that and just be like, okay, why was I so triggered by her and not being able to just like give space to, you know, she's 6 months old. Like she needs a lot of attention. Like I need to give that to her and what do I need to do for myself? And then be able to show up for her. And so that's definitely a healing thing, like being able to ask yourself, you know, what's triggering me that I need to fulfill for myself so I can show up for her. And so it's definitely just an ongoing thing that I'm always asking myself in my journal, like what's going on. So cheers to you. In I really like the words reverse engineering, I gotta say. Into, you know, what you want to feel or where you want to go. And so I just feel the intention and the thought process that you put into what you're trying to help all of us as receivers of the journal. I don't know if that's how you'd put it, but, recipients, there we go, of the journal and really helping us dig in. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And that's the whole intention behind it, is just for this to be a mirror and reflect back everything that you already are. And it's to help you realize everything that you already are.
See it.
Yes.
I see it. Like I said, for me especially, it's like one thing to think it, but those thoughts like go, like they come and go quite quickly. And then I forget that they happen. So for me, writing is really this space of remembering. Mm-hmm. And being able to like then visually see like, wow, I just wrote that. Okay. All right. So very cool. Okay. Well, my dear, we got to take another break. So again, you can learn more about Catherine and what she is up to by going to catherinevignes.com. And then her soul prompt journal is going to be available on her website December 15th. But you, like you said, you are taking pre-orders. So yes. If you are interested, you can totally go there today and pre-order. So, you know, if you're inspired, definitely go there, learn more about Catherine, check out her stuff, buy her journal. So anyway, catherinevignes.com. And like I said, you guys, we got to take a break. So we will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzy Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Okay, everybody, we are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today's guest is the lovely Catherine Vignes, author of the Soul Prompts Journal. And you know, we're here talking about empowering women to heal by empowering you to really connect with your soul, write as a way to connect with your soul and learn, you know, just continue to learn about yourself. Like healing really is learning and connecting. So, you know, of course, here we are in the fourth segment where I ask my guests always the same question, and that is, how do you show up in your life with intention?
For me, it truly is based on how do I want to feel, and really connecting with if I want to feel alive or joyful or abundant, and making intentional decisions to be able to feel that way. So often we get tied up, and especially for myself as a mother, but women in general often feel that we give and give and give and give and give. Like that's just our second nature, and we leave ourselves for last. And when we do that, we're not able to fully give to others because we are so depleted. And so when we focus in on ourselves and how we want to feel and fill our cup first, then the overflow, the awesomeness gets reflected back and poured into those around us. And so for me as a mother, and this is just my process, but every December I go through and I write out how I want to feel for the next year. So going through and picking a word or a few words that really reflect either personally or in my business. And a lot of times as an entrepreneur, those overlap, right?
Yeah. And
so for 2018, my word is expansive. And for me, that feels like I want to have a presence so big that my three children and my husband can't help but feel it no matter where they are, that my love for them will carry throughout. And same with my business, that my business or my speaking or my writing will be so expansive and get into hands of others that need it. And they will feel my presence and my soulfulness when they're holding a book of mine or the journal or after they've come to a speaking event. So it's things like that where I'm making decisions to show up every day. Even in the mundane things like, yeah, there's paperwork. You have to do the accounting side of things,
yeah.
Right? And that's not my forte. But knowing that those small tasks that you kind of eat the frog and do it will ultimately lead to the bigger decisions, because then I'm able to work for myself. I'm able to go out on a speaking event and get in front of a lot of women and empower them and have them connect with themselves again as where they're at. And so it's those little decisions which ultimately the ripples lead to big waves.
Yeah. You know, first of all, I got full body chills when you were speaking about expansiveness and why that's important to you. I was just like, yeah, I got that.
Yeah,
for sure. So that's cool. You know, I was just talking about this with one of my girlfriends about, you know, in the intention, right? We so easily forget and you know, life is a series of decisions. And so sometimes we get decision fatigue. And I really feel like that intention is there for us, that when we're making a decision and we either feel pressured into something or obligated into something or you know, unsure of which way we want to go, you go back to that intention and be like, does this align with expansive?
Absolutely.
You know? And that's really important to me. I can't say that I'm like amazing at it, but we were just having this discussion about, you know, for me making decisions in my business and in Rewired Life, and it really comes down to empowering women to heal. And I had a decision to make yesterday about if I was going to participate in this thing or not. And really, it had nothing to do with empowering women to heal. It didn't. And I felt pressured to do it. And I could feel it in my body that I was off. Like, that's how, you know, my soul talks to me. It's just like, mm-hmm. I just like feel it like full body in my like gut, right? And it feels like bloated. Anyway, I was feeling like that. And I'm like, oh, I gotta wait a minute. Hold on. You know, like, time out. What am I really trying to accomplish here? You know, because I was feeling kind of like obligated into something because everybody was, you know, that's what I was supposed to do in this particular situation. And I was like, what does this have to do with empowering women to heal? Nothing. Okay, I'm good. You know what? No, thank you. And that felt really good. And I was able to just like insta, like, no thanks. And so I was talking to my friend about it, and she's like, how are you so quickly? Like, you know, she was like on the phone with me as this was happening. Like, I don't feel good. And then all of a sudden she's like, you just went to like, no thanks, feel better. She's mm-hmm. like, what happened? And I was like, I was able to hold space for the fact that like in my business, it's really about empowering women to heal. Like, that's my intention. And it didn't align. It was really that simple. But my point is, like you said, in holding space for the expansiveness, now you have a vision in a way to make decisions. It's so great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's very much like yourself. It's, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't feel aligned, I'm out. I always go based on how I feel, and whether it's physically, emotionally, because there are a ton of things that I'm great at, but if it doesn't align with how I want to feel, I'm great. I could go in and volunteer with my kids' activities, or I could bake an extra set of cookies for the program next week, that type of thing. But at the end of the day, I don't like baking and I don't really feel like volunteering this time of year. Right. So maybe that doesn't feel expansive for me, but come 2018, something else might. So it's really exactly what you said. It's coming right back down to that intention and how you want to feel and moving forward with it.
So great. Catherine, I always love talking to you, and really you share from a place of vulnerability and authenticity. And I just want to say thank you for that, for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. So. Thank you so much for having me. I feel so blessed to have been able to come back and then share this exciting time and with all of your listeners.
I know. It was so great. It was like totally last minute. I'm like, I got a cancellation. What are you doing? I really want to talk to you about your book. And so it just worked out perfect. So thank you for being available and being able to talk into this like so effortlessly. It was really, really enjoyable. Okay, you guys. So again, to find out more about Catherine, you can go to catherinevignes.com, which is V-I-G-N-E-S-S, catherinevignes.com. And you can get on her pre-order for the Soul Prompts Journal. So, okay. Thank you again. Much gratitude for Catherine and sharing such great information with us today. And then, of course, thank all of you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. I had a wonderful time. Of course, you can join us every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com, or we are on the transformationtalkradio.com network. So next week on Rewired Life Radio, I've got another returning guest, Jamie Palatolo, is going to talk with us about essential oils and balancing our chakras, which is, you know, so exciting to me. So you're not going to want to miss that one. Okay. So you have a great week and tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.